Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 67. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance of rain showers. Lows level off around 56. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance of rain showers. Highs level off around 74. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the KBI raids from the Attorney General's office and law enforcement around the state of Kansas regarding individuals that may be having THC shops across the state of Kansas, some businesses say they are beginning to push back and potentially file a lawsuit against the state of Kansas for damages, loss of revenue, and loss of income for their business.
A lot of us are kind of going back and forth deciding, do we, you know, go full-fledged and actually sue the state for damages, loss of revenue, loss of income, you know, our loss of inventory. Our lobbyist actually reached out for an update to figure out what they're doing as far as their calculation. And the funny thing that they came back to us, they said that if whatever product you have, whether it's a gummy or a vape, if it's got 10 milligrams, then they're calculating that as 10%.
That audio from KSN News. Right now, federal limit for THC products is 0.3%. That's based on dry weight, according to the Farm Bill that was passed in 2018.
This October at Midwest Kia, the deals are scary good. Bring your trade and get an extra $1,000 trade assist on every model. Watch out for the Reaper. He's slashing prices on all remaining 2025 models. Save thousands off the sticker and drive away with special financing as low as 0% APR. And if you're looking for a spine-tingling lease deal, every K4 EX in stock is just $249 a month. Don't forget to bring the kids down Monday, October 27th for our yearly Trunk or Treat Extravaganza. Midwest Kia, right on the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, or shop online anytime at MidwestKia.com. But hurry, these hauntingly good offers vanish at the stroke of midnight, October 31st. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
0% APR up to 48 months on new cars only. $28.83 per month for $1,000 finance. Subject to credit approval. K4 EX lease on 24 months with 10,000 miles per year and $3,499 due at signing plus tax and fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10/31/2025.
The Kansas Department of Transportation announced at the end of last week that they are starting a new four-mile stretch of highway projects north of Sublette, Kansas, starting early this week, with the project going on U.S. Highway 56 junction to 2 miles south of U.S. Highway 160 junction. KSN News reports that the project will be focused on U.S. Highway 83, where traffic will be reduced to one lane in each lane, with lane shifting to the east at using shoulders and the northbound lane, with speeds being reduced from 65 down to 35 miles an hour through the construction zone with an 11-foot width restriction. Place. It is a near $15.5 million project from the Department of Transportation. In other news, law enforcement wrapped up last week revealing court filings that led to the federal investigation of a gentleman's club in the city of Topeka, Kansas, where according to federal law enforcement, they say they found one count of illegal possession of a machine gun, along with finding near $1 million that was found hidden behind a wall and a vacuum-sealed packaging, as the investigation is still ongoing. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska State Attorney General Mike Hilgers has made the announcement that he's officially filed a lawsuit against the Omaha Public Power District over their plan to refuel and retire the electric generation units in the North Omaha Station area.
Shutting down those units today undermined the two goals that the legislature has given Public Power in Nebraska, which is affordability and reliability. So in Nebraska, we've been blessed with low energy costs, in part because we use coal as one of our baseload generating fuels.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where he says the steps that the OPPD is taking are unlawful and says reliable energy is critical, particularly as artificial intelligence and other advancements in technology increase demand for electricity in the region. He says that so far he has not seen any data that supports any health concerns as a reason that OPPD has changed, and says the utility utility is prioritizing those factors over affordability and reliability, which the Nebraska legislature stated are priorities for public power districts.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers!
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 24th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners unanimously passed a resolution at last week's meeting reducing the speed limit on a stretch of gravel road north out of Axtell. That in response to a motion by the previous Board of Commissioners to pave the road was reversed by the current board with budget concerns. Nemahal County Planning Commission will hold a public hearing to consider adoption of a proposed land development code for unincorporated areas in Nemahal County. The draft is available on the county website and the county clerk's office. Through managing land use and development, goals include protecting ag land from incompatible uses. Planning Commission would forward a recommendation to county commissioners for final consideration. That public meeting is set for October 27th, 7 p.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Construction on U.S. 77 in South Marysville is to begin this week, which will impact parking and access at Marysville Junior-Senior High School through December. All school entrances on the highway will be closed, except for Walnut Street, and parking in the ag lot will be restricted. Marshall County Health Department outreach flu vaccine clinics continue. Monday in Axtell at the American Legion, 8:30 until 10. Then in Summerfield at the Fire Station, 10:30 until noon. Tuesday at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 10:30 and Vermilion Community Center, 11 until noon. Offering all adult, adolescent, and child vaccines, including flu and COVID, please bring a current insurance card. For information, contact the Marshall County Health Department. Voter registration deadline for the upcoming general election is Tuesday, October 14th. Anyone who's moved or changed their name or has turned 18 needs to register by the deadline in order to vote. Registration available at the county clerk's offices. Wednesday is the first day advance ballots will be mailed, and advance in-person voting begins at county clerk's offices. Football homecoming, Queen and King were crowned at Diller Odell Friday. Aiden McKinney was crowned Queen and Jacob Novotny King.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If they don't qualify for extra help, live in another state or move to another state or go live in a nursing home, there's probably not a lot you can do till the next open enrollment period. But you could always call the office and make sure there's no other loopholes or things that we could do to help you. But the December 7th for most people is a pretty hard and fast deadline. So we encourage you to take action now, call and get an appointment, and stop by and see us. There's also help at the River Valley Extension District offices if you live over in the Washington Clay Center area, and also Meadowlark Extension District over in Nemaha County is also there to serve your needs, as well as the Pot County. So wherever you live around Kansas, you can call your local county extension office, and at least here in northeast Kansas, there'll be somebody there to help you.
Susie Latta, Marshall County Extension Agent, talking about the open enrollment period for Medicare, which opens October 15th. Appointments are being accepted at extension offices and RSVP for assistance with the enrollment process. Celebration of Life Service is planned Tuesday, October 14th for Roger D. Powell, Jr., age 66, of Wymore, who passed away September 27th. Service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church in Beatrice, graveside interment Tuesday afternoon at the Omaha National Cemetery, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Roger Powell, Jr. Kathleen A. Kate Juneman, age 73, of Hanover, passed away October 10th. Funeral Mass is planned Friday, 10:30, with the Rosary at 10 from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover, with a visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Kate Juneman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, lemon pepper fish, a whole wheat roll, wild rice, Normandy vegetable blend, and plums. KNDY News, time 7:14.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for some rain showers and our highs in the mid to upper 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain early Tuesday, still cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunny and warmer as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Some rain showers are possible on a Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Scattered rain showers off and on throughout Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And still a slight chance for some rain early Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 91, the average low 45 and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:35, sunset this evening at 6:52. It's 55 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 13th of October. It's Columbus Day. KNDY News Time 7:16.
They weren't going down without a fight. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Lions did go down Sunday night, falling to the Chiefs 30-17 in Kansas City. As the game was ending, Detroit safety Brian Branch took a swing at Chiefs wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, setting off a dust-up on the field. Detroit coach Dan Campbell.
I love Brian Branch, but what he did is inexcusable, and it's not going to be accepted here. It's not what we do. It's not what we're about. I apologize to Coach Reed and the Chiefs and and Schuster, that's not okay. That's not what we do here.
Lions had a 7-game win streak in primetime, snapped with the loss. Buccaneers, a 30-19 win over the Niners. San Francisco losing Fred Warner to a nasty ankle injury. He's done for the season. Panthers get a field goal at the gun to beat the Cowboys. Chargers beat the Dolphins on a late field goal. Tua Tagovailoa calling out some fellow Dolphins players after the loss. Colts outlast the Cardinals to go to 5-1 on the season. Best start since 2009 when they lost in the Super Bowl. Slow start for Joe Flacco and the Bengals. He does throw for a couple of touchdowns in the second half, but it's not good enough. Packers win 30-18. Slow start for the Jets continues. They lose to the Chargers in London. Jets the only winless team, 0-6. Steelers go to 4-1 coming out of their bye with a win over the Browns. Seattle with a good day on the road. Seahawks 20-12 at Jacksonville. While in Toronto,
the Seattle Mariners, they come into Toronto off the 15-inning marathon and get a great start from Bryce Miller, timely hitting, and they take game one 3-1.
Carl Ravage called it on ESPN Radio. Bryce Miller, 6 innings of 2-hit ball, and the Mariners get the win. Cal Raleigh homers, Jorge Polanco with the go-ahead RBI. College football, Penn State fires coach James Franklin after the losses to UCLA and Northwestern. He's owed more than $49 million.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High school football scores from Friday night's action. Marysville falls to state-ranked Rock Creek 56-14. Clay Center over Concordia 47-26. While Mego tops Chapman 55-24. And Abilene defeats Augusta 3-0. In area scores, Frankfort defeats Blue Valley 52-6. Washington County over Rock Hills 68-16. Hanover over Wakefield 53-6. Axel shuts out St. Paul 56-0, while Lynn wins big over Pike Valley 68-16. Valley Heights defeats Harrington 49-6. Centralia gets the forfeit win over Horton, and Diller Odell defeats Dorchester 43-12. While on Thursday night's action, Southern falls to Sutton 74-0.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were higher headed into Columbus Day. The Dow Jones on Friday plunged nearly 900 points to close at 45,479. By percentage, the Standard & Poor's and NASDAQ were battered. The S&P dropping 2.7%, the NASDAQ Composite 3.5%. As the outlook grows murky for a potential trade deal, China's exports to the U.S. have fallen more than 27% so far this year. Beijing shipments of goods to other parts of the world have surged, 56% to Africa, for example. The National Association of Realtors has run a city-by-city analysis of this nation's flood, wind, and wildfire risk. The organization finds that more than a quarter of U.S. homes are exposed to at least one type of extreme weather event. And the parent to Arby's, Burger King, and Popeyes has added a new restaurant chain to its portfolio. Sun Holdings has acquired Bar Louie at its 39 locations out of bankruptcy. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
There will be a gun collection auction for Brian and Sharon Dieter Saturday, October 18th, beginning at 1 o'clock at the American Legion in Axtell, selling guns, ammo, gun safe, and gun cases. Get ready for upcoming hunting seasons, target practice, or expand your collection. Guns will include a Glock, Remington, Ruger, Savage, Smith & Wesson, Winchester, and more. 4,000-plus rounds of assorted ammunition. The gun safe is a Liberty Model D50, 2014, measures 69 by 38 by 24 inches inside. They'll also be selling guns, ammo, and gun cases. Saturday, October 18th, sale begins at 1 o'clock at the American Legion in Axtell. Prale Realty and Auction will conduct the sale, and the sale bill is online at PraleRealtyAuction.com.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. With the federal government shutdown ongoing, the farmers and ranchers of America continue to not get crop progress reports from the USDA. However, we could still get field updates from the experts around Kansas. Jeff Whitworth, K-State crop entomologist, talks about some other kind of pest that he's been seeing out in the fields.
The other one that I'm getting a lot of calls about, and rightly so, are armyworms. 2 weeks ago, I found a bunch of fall armyworm adults. Since then, I have not seen any small fall armyworm larvae. So the fall armyworm doesn't overwinter in Kansas. At least it hasn't, and I'm hoping it never does. But as of this point in time, I don't believe they overwinter in Kansas. So finding all the adults, I'm hoping they were triggered to go on their southern migration. As a lot of you know right now, monarchs are migrating through the state to their southern overwintering sites. I'm hoping probably the same is happening to the fall armyworm. But it remains to be seen. I have not found any small larval fall armyworms. Now, armyworms, that's a different story. The armyworm is a native insect to Kansas, so they're not going to go away. What happens is when it gets cold, and a lot of guys are saying, yeah, when it frosts, it's got to be colder than frost. It has to get down into the mid-20s, and that should trigger the fall armyworm to quit feeding and going into looking for or going into overwintering sites. So if you use an insecticide seed treatment for armyworms, it's not going to help you also. Insecticide seed treatments first came out, we collected all kinds of armyworms, brought them in and tried to feed them out on wheat and insecticide-treated wheat seed in the greenhouse. Didn't seem to bother them at all.
No one is all in all season for their farmers like your local Channel Seed Pro with Midwest Seed Farms. You can expect personalized agronomic insights and support to help maximize your farm's performance and profitability. See how the Channel Seed Pros provide that next level of experience by contacting Ashton or Ben with Midwest Seed Farms at 785-348-3125.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Recently, a change has been made about what qualifies a person as a young farmer and rancher when it comes to crop insurance. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen explains the provisions made and what it means for young producers.
They've expanded the definition of a beginning farmer or a rancher from an individual who has not actively operated and managed a farm or ranch for more than 5 crop years to one who has not done so for more than 10 crop years. So that change alone will allow a greater number of newer producers to qualify for the special benefits and extends the duration that they can receive them. And the other change that was made, Shelby, was that beginning farmers and ranchers, while they already receive an additional 10 percentage points of premium subsidy on top of their buy-up policies, in other words, that's the coverage above the catastrophic level, the OBA provides a higher tiered additional subsidy for the first 4 years. And so on top of that, 10, you're going to get, as a beginning farmer or rancher, an additional 5 percentage points. So the total additional premium subsidy would be 15 percentage points for first 2 years. Year 3, you get an additional 3. So that's going to be a total of 13. Year 4, you get an additional 1. So that's an additional 11 points. And then years 5 through 10, which you didn't get anything before, you don't have an additional subsidy, but now you get the base subsidy of 10 percentage points. So that's the existing beginning farmer or rancher benefit. Now, that's in addition to the base premium subsidy that all producers receive. So it makes the total premium cost significantly lower, especially in the first 2 years.
Since the definition changed, McOwen notes if previously aged out producers can rejoin.
They can reapply to utilize the remaining years of their newly extended 10-year eligibility period. So they may have 5 years left and may have 4 or 3 or 2 or 1. They can reapply.
He discusses an important ownership rule for those wanting to apply.
The USDA's risk management agency, and so they manage and oversee the federal crop insurance program. Now, what they have is a rule that says that if you're farming in an entity to qualify for the OBA's increased crop insurance premium subsidy under the Beginning Farmer or Rancher program, all substantial beneficial interest holders in that entity must qualify as a beginning farmer or rancher. And that means the way they define substantial beneficial interest holder is generally defined as someone with a 10% or more ownership interest in the entity.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with details about the change for young farmers and ranchers when thinking about crop insurance. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Sale day today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales, and early consignments include 84 black and white face heifers, complete background program, 17 black and white face steers and heifers off grass. They're weighing 800 to 900 pounds, 9 black steers off grass weighing 900, 150 black steers and heifers off cows, 475 to 550 pounds. 83 black steers and heifers, they're weighing in at 6 to 7. 26 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6 and a quarter. 26 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 15 black and red steers, 6 to 750 pounds. 25 red and black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. 5 black heifers off grass weighing 8 to 850. 21 black and red steers and heifers weighing 7 to 9. 7 black bulls and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 12 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 5 to 5 and a half. 10 black steers off grass weighing 7 to 750. 7 black and white faced steers, heifers, and a bull, they are weighing in at 350 to 450. Those are early consignment listings for the sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
Fall is time to plant garlic for harvesting next spring, and getting a crop started couldn't be easier. Some garlic ground rules today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for college football as the Kansas State Wildcats ended up having a good weekend, going 3-4 now for the regular season after topping the TCU Horned Frogs in a 41-28 victory. It was a big night for number 2 Avery Johnson, having 3 touchdowns on the board for the night, going 16-26 with catch attempts and having a total of 198 yards for the game. Garrett Oakley had 2 touchdowns with 4 receptions and 71 yards under his belt. Jerand Bradley had 1 touchdown in 2 receptions. The win bumps the Wildcats back up towards the middle of the pack for the Big 12 Conference at 3-4 for their overall record. They're now 2-2 in conference play. On the Jayhawks side of things, it wasn't as good of a weekend for them, falling to number 7 Texas Tech Red Raiders, where the Red Raiders beat the Jayhawks 42-17 on Saturday, putting the Jayhawks down to 4-3 for their overall record. It's a bye week for both Kansas State and the Jayhawks coming up this next week before the Sunflower Showdown on October 25th. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
College basketball is right around the corner, and the latest polls show that Wichita State University's men's basketball team is picked to finish 5th in the American Preseason Coaches Poll. While at the same time, Kenyon Giles has been named to the American Preseason All-Conference First Team as selected by league coaches. KAKE News reports that the announcements came at the end of last week when Wichita State senior guard and UNC Greensboro transfer that averaged better than 15 points per game on 40% shooting from beyond the arc last season came from the Spartans. Rogile is the 4th Shocker to earn the American Preseason All-Conference honors and the first since Tyson Etienne in 2021, when 3 of the 4 Shockers who have collected preseason American honors have been named for the first team. Overall, the 2025 and 26 American Men's Basketball Preseason Coaches Poll came in with Memphis coming in at number 1, followed by South Florida, Tulane, UAB, and Wichita State University at number 5. North Texas was at number 7, and Tulsa at number 8. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rock Creek Mustangs stayed perfect in 6 starts this season versus winless Marysville in a 56-14 run Friday. As Tate Smith, sophomore quarterback, threw 4 first-half touchdown passes, finding Ethan Tonzer, Peter Martini twice, and Jackson Pendle. Marysville's lone first-half score came just before the end of the first, Grant Afley 3 yards out. Zion Bell ruled the second half. He ran for 3 touchdowns, 34 and 20 yards, while reserve quarterback Gavin Rosa found Luke Smith on a final touchdown pass. Marysville's lone second-half score came middle of a third. Nate Shotty went 52 yards. Rock Creek 56, Marysville 14, Mustang State ranked undefeated. Marysville winless back at home hosting Chapman Friday. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
It was an offensive showcase for the Frankfort Wildcats as they hand Blue Valley their 4th loss of the season with a 52-6 victory over the Rams on a Friday night from Randolph. Gengoff started early with a five-yard touchdown run by Henry Ketter in the first quarter. Then just under a minute later, he picks off an interception and returns at 18 yards for a touchdown, making it 14-0 Frankfurt in the blink of an eye. Blue Valley got their lone score on a 20-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Ennis to Jaron Brenner. That was all she wrote then as Frankfurt rattled off five straight scores as they score on six of seven offensive possessions here tonight. Again, as Frankfurt defeats Blue Valley 52-6. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky.
High school football scores from Friday night's action. Marysville falls to state-ranked Rock Creek 56-14. Clay Center over Concordia 47-26. While Mego tops Chapman 55-24. And Abilene defeats Augusta 3-0. In area scores, Frankfort defeats Blue Valley 52-6. Washington County over Rock Hills 68-16. Hanover over Wakefield 53-6. Axel shuts out St. Paul 56-0, while Lynn wins big over Pike Valley 68-16. Valley Heights defeats Harrington 49-6. Centralia gets the forfeit win over Horton, and Diller Odell defeats Dorchester 43-12. While on Thursday night's action, Southern falls to Sutton 74-0.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
KNDY.